Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy. Welcome to Midweek Motivation. Today we are talking about God most patient. And just to begin with, there's two examples of being patient in the Word of God. And so very quickly, we're going to talk about like keeping your patience, which is referred to in, I'm going to give you a couple references, like Proverbs 14:29 and Proverbs 19:11. This is where we are slow to anger and we keep our temper when we are maybe with another individual and our patience is being tried and it is bothering us and we don't want to respond with a quick, impatient retort. We want to hold our tongue. We want to keep our cool and exhibit the characteristic that God is patient. But we're going to spend the majority of this midweek episode on being patient, actually waiting for something to happen. Being patient with God's timing. Because I think it's pretty evident that we are called to be slow to anger. And you can reflect yourself on what triggers you to lose your cool, or if you have patience with others. That is something for you to prayerfully ask the Holy Spirit to help you if you need more patience, or be very thankful to God if patience is already one of your virtues and you are able to hold your anger. But we're going to talk about something that is trying to every Christian, and in our humanity, we are always going to battle impatience. And whether it's with someone else, like I spoke to about slow to anger, or whether it's actually being patient on God's timing, it's still something that we need to strive to have. I'm going to begin by reading a few things that Jen Wilkin says in her book, In His Image, on the chapter of God is Patient. We want what we want when we want it. We don't want to wait. Providers of goods and services devote themselves to the elimination of wait time. That's how they compete with other businesses for our attention. Christians are a people of delayed gratification because we are awaiting a future hope. We are having to forego comfort in this present life, but we dwell among a people of instant gratification. So let's stop for a minute and just think about what Jen says to us. It's true. The quicker, the better, the sooner it makes us happier. And as the world evolves with technology, we just become more impatient on having to wait for anything. But God is a God of patience toward us, and He's calling for us to be patient with others, like we first talked about in the episode. But first and foremost, to be patient and waiting on Him. So let me read some more that Jen says. When God first declares His character to Moses, He describes Himself as slow to anger, Exodus 34:6, a trait that is then extolled in 8 other Old Testament references. We simply cannot get away from the patience of God portrayed in the Bible. God is patient with His children with regard to their sin. He is patient to bear with us as we progress along the path of sanctification. He forgives our sins again and again. He is patient to work out our deliverance in His good time. He is patient to await a harvest and patient to bring in the sheaves in the fullness of time. Our God is not slow to fulfill His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. So God's patience towards us is an expression of His love. Remember when we talked about love, agape? Patience is Him working in us to His will, for His good pleasure. Patiently, He is working all things together for our good and for His glory. So the problem lies with, okay, we can hold our anger and our temper, and we can control ourselves around other people. So that is showing and expressing patience. But are you willing to be patient when you are prayerfully asking God for an answer, a change in your situation, for a miracle, for Him to show up, show out, bring you something, fulfill something, demonstrate His love to you, reveal something? Because those are the times when sometimes we feel like no answer is Him withholding something from us. And I think what I have to remind myself is, if He is working all things together for good, and if it is all according to His will, for His good pleasure, for His glory and honor, then I cannot demand or urge a timeline. All I can do is prayerfully encourage myself to realize that it is not about my expectation. It's not about a timeline. It is simply about that the time it takes for me to receive an answer is the time God needs to resolve within me a character trait that He is still growing in me, whether it's faithfulness, whether it's trust, whether it's goodness, whether it's graciousness, whether it's holiness, faithfulness, patience, wisdom, mercy. I see it now. I haven't always been able to see it like this, but I see it now as Luke 8:15 says, "For the seed in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience." So being able to be patient in any and all situations is bearing and showing fruit of being rooted in God. So stop and consider, if you are honestly becoming impatient with a situation that you may be requesting God for direction in, think about it in the aspect that if you are having a hard time waiting and you're starting to almost come up with your own answer or scenario, that it's really not just a problem with patience, it's a problem with position. Are you in full surrender in position to God? If we are, and we fully and totally trust Him, then we should just dig deeper into His word, listen in prayer, pray, continue praying, don't ever cease praying. He is faithful to those who are faithful in repetitive prayer. But He is also looking for the person that can be patient in all circumstances. And Jesus is the example of patience. And God's will for our lives is that we are simply exhibiting the patience that Jesus modeled for us. So let's spend a few more minutes reading some pivotal scriptures that help point us to patience. Let's start with Psalm 27:14. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. So basically, that is a blessing that we can receive. We can receive strength by waiting, because as we wait, we are strengthened in the area of trust and faith. The waiting in itself is a process that we should be drawing closer to God in. So by that waiting, it is encouraging ourselves, and our strength and our heart takes courage as we wait. The question is, are you waiting or are you rushing? Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. So there is the verse to remind yourself of, don't ever give up. If you are, but I've asked and I've asked and I've asked, keep asking. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Don't give up. Don't give up. Show God that you are faithful. Show God that you trust Him. But bring Him, even if it's the same request every day, over and over, bring Him that request. Let's look at Psalm 30:4-7. Psalm 30:4-7. Sing praises to the Lord, O you His saints, and give thanks to His holy name. For His anger is but a moment, but His favor is for a lifetime. So I don't know if any of you have ever stopped and thought, well, I don't think He's listening anymore, or maybe He's mad at me, or maybe He's just withholding something from me because I have been praying this. I have been praying this request over and over again, and nothing's happening. Well, the first thing I want you to hear from that verse is His favor is for a lifetime for His believers, but His timeline and our timeline are in no way the same. Because He is doing what overall, overarching is best for us and best for His kingdom. So it's not always as urgent to Him as it is urgent to us to get the one specific thing we're asking completed. He's looking at overall completion of us in character. That's what He's wanting more. More than just an answer to our prayer, He is evolving us in our spiritual maturity and growth. And we can't get that if we are instantaneously gratified by every request we ever ask Him. Let's look at Psalm 39, starting with verse 1. I will guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue. I will guard my mouth with a muzzle. We have to stop and suppress what is not from God, rid it from our mouth, but also from our mind. Rid Satan's lies from us if we start spiraling down the wrong path of, well, God isn't going to help me here. Let's keep reading verse 2. I was mute and silent. I held my peace to no avail, and my distress grew worse. So this shows he was kind of reeling and maybe loose-lipped a little bit and complaining or moaning. And in verse 3, it says, my heart became hot within me. So this shows he's getting very impatient, possibly getting angry. And this is why it is so important for those of you that have access to our feel wheel that leads us from our raw human emotions in our now space to be led to God's will. Go to the Word and continue to become fully developed in the characters that He wants us to exhibit that are Christ-like. Let's keep reading. In Psalm 39, verse 4, O Lord, make me know my end and what is the measure of my days. Let me know how fleeting I am. This is just to remind us that, goodness gracious, you know, while we are here on earth, instead of being worried about the the little trivial things that We think that they're so big. We think they're huge trials. We allow them to just consume us, but it is but a breath in the look of our whole lifetime. Let's keep reading. Behold, this is verse 5, 39:5. Behold, you have made my days a few hand breaths, and my lifetime is as nothing before you. Surely all mankind stands as a mere breath. Verse 7, and now, O Lord, for what do I wait? For what do I wait? My hope is in you. So I take that as impatience with an answer from God is a sin because it causes within ourselves just musing and complaining and distress and anxiety and potentially depression. What is it that we're waiting on him to do that we don't already have? Verse 7, if our hope is him, if we trust him, if we have faith in him, if we know God sent his son, his pure Lamb of God's son, it was Easter just not too long ago. If we know that happened and we know that he's good and we know he sacrificed his perfect blameless son for us to spend eternity with him, what in the world are we worried about and waiting on? Verse 12, hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Hold not your peace at my tears. So there we go. Pray. This gives us all the ability to realize, pray to God, cry, but crave his peace. Don't crave his answer. So I pray that God allow your Holy Spirit to enlighten my mind, fill my heart, give me your grace and peace, and make you the source greater in my desire than your answer. That's the thing I've just tried to remind myself to change the priority. Just change the priority of things. The most important thing is that I draw nearer to him, that I gain more of an idea of who he is, and then I just wait. Let's look at chapter 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me. He heard my cry. He drew me up. He set my feet upon a rock. He made my steps secure. It doesn't say he answered him. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud. So wait, wait, continue, believe, trust, hope, pray. Thank, share. But the fact that we are in his presence is more important than any answer he can ever give us. The who he is always more important than the what he can do or when he will do it. Let's look at 1 Timothy 1:16. 1 Timothy 1:16. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. We are called to be an example. We are called to be ambassadors of Christ. We are called to look like Christ. And we've been studying all these attributes of him that are ways that we can exemplify who he is by trying to emulate who he is. So we strive for holiness. We strive to show love. We strive to be good. We strive to be just. We strive to be merciful. We strive to be gracious. We strive to be faithful. And we must strive to be patient. It's not something we can just say, well, I'm just not a patient person. That's like saying, well, I'm not a loving person or I'm not a good person. We can't say patience is just something that we're born or not born with, because none of us are born loving. None of us are born good. None of us are born faithful or gracious. They are all beatitudes that we have to work at. And so is patient. My husband and I were married May 5th. 35 years ago. So we celebrated our 35th wedding anniversary not too long ago. If I had to say it, I would say my husband is patient and I
have had to continually grow to be patient. But it doesn't excuse me from being patient. But just because it looks like it comes more naturally to him does not mean I don't have to incline myself to be patient. So it's not like saying, well, I have green eyes and you have blue. No, we don't get to choose the qualities like I'm outgoing and he's more of an introvert. That's not what God's character is. God's character and our feel will is not a pick and choose. It's not like spin the wheel and see which one of them it lands on, and that's the one you should encourage your spiritual growth and maturity to gain. No, we should represent all of them. And the ones that don't come as naturally to us are the ones that we need to seep into his word more and encourage ourselves through the truth of his word to increase. And if you think about it, the one that you're probably not predisposed to is probably the one that gives you the most suffering to go through. And it's probably why you think you're having to go through it more often than the others, is because he's trying to grow it and teach you and help and encourage and form it in you so that you can be a better example for others. So let's look again at Luke 8:15. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. That we are willing to wait, whatever that looks like. And this is referring to the seed being the word of God, and that you plant it. That means you just share and spread the word however it's able to be shared or spread from you in your story and within your reach, and then not worry about if it falls on rocky soil or rocky hearts or among thorns. It's just be patient, persevere, do the work that you have been asked by God to do, and let God work with it what he intends from your efforts. But it also speaks to us being patient in all circumstances and situations. I'm also going to read out of Matthew 5:3-12, which is the Beatitudes. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. And like I said, with Easter being last month, remember that the Son of God was persecuted in the most horrendous way of all, but he endured it for us. So when I realize that I am in a situation and I am tending to get impatient with it, which if we're brutally honest, is usually then we are being impatient with God's timing, or we feel he's withholding an answer from us, the first thing I have to do is I have to surrender that. When I get up in the morning and I kneel and I say, I give you this day, I give you this day, I also lay down and I give him what it is that I am tending to be impatient about. So if you have at this moment during this episode, one or two things that have come up, or maybe just one recurring theme that you're like, yes, I know this is something that Satan is using to make me impatient about, just lay that down, hand it over to him. And just remember that when you are battling patience, you're really battling a position with God. It means in some way, because we're human and we're sinful, in some way, we don't think we should have to wait. Because of the hurriness of the world and the immediate gratification we talked about, we think we, for some reason, have the right or the ability that if we pray hard enough or if we do enough, that God will then bless us quicker. And that's not at all what this is about. It's not about you deserve something so you get a quick answer and you don't deserve something so you don't get a quick answer. This is all about a fulfillment of God's will in His timing for His kingdom, for our good, and for His purposes. So it's not that we can change our innate human nature with any of these qualities. And like I said, some of them may come very natural to you, and some of them you may have had to battle and work on for a while, and that's okay. Just keep working on it. Just keep laying it down, whichever one it is. Is it holiness? Is it showing love? Is it goodness? Is it justness? Is it graciousness? Is it mercy? Is it faithfulness? Is it patience? And we're going to talk about two more, truth and wisdom. But for any of, if any of you out there in this listening audience is having trouble being content with something yet fulfilled in your life, I just offer you the ability to just surrender it. First thing in the morning, say, Heavenly Father, I give you this day. And I surrender and just name it, whatever it is that is taking up your mind, your emotions, and your soul. Anything that is taking priority over just drawing near to God. Just give it up to Him. Surrender it to Him. And even say, I want to bear fruit for you with my patience. So just tell Him, forgive me for being impatient. I want to bear fruit for you through my patience. Because that's the thing, your patience may be someone else's required testimony. They may need to see it in you to believe God. They may need to see you witnessing, you know what? I've been praying about this for a year. I've been praying about this for 2 years. I've been praying about this for 5 years. But my God is good and my God is faithful. And my God is patient to forgive me. And my God is patient to wait on me to draw near. I'm going to be patient on Him. So just think about that. Sometimes the things that we are going through that He is asking us to endure may be for someone else's view and vantage and not just ours. So don't ever take your eyes off that He has all things worked out for our good, for our betterment, and above all, for His best. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to just speak to your character and your attributes. We thank you that you are holy, that you are loving, that you are good, that you are just, you are merciful, you are gracious, you are faithful, and you are patient. And we will learn more about you being truth and wise. And Lord, we come to you and we know that we are depleted of those characteristics and attributes without you. And if we are not in your word, we don't even understand how important and powerful it is for us to know you and seek to emulate Christ in these manners so that we are a reflection, just a mere, even so insignificant, but we are a mere reflection of Christ, that we are just a minor reflection of you, and that others may see some quality or attribute that we have, but we only have it because of you, that it's only in you that we can have it, that it's only out of your overflow to us. And Lord, we just come to you in full surrender for who ever is listening, for whatever it is that they are struggling with right now, whether it's a timeline, a request, a need that Satan keeps using to lie to them that they're not worthy. Lord, bind Satan from that lying to them. Let them know what it is and call it out. Let them just say, bind Satan. Satan, that is a lie. My God is just. My God is faithful. My God is merciful. My God is holy. My God is good. My God is gracious. Let them use the feel will as needed to let their emotions draw them near to you. Lord, I just love you so. Holy Spirit, you are my best friend. Just be with each of us as we continue to look deep into your truths of your word and seek to apply those. And it's in your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.